seemed like about five games in one, and so I don't know even where to start on it. Other than, you know, it just seemed like the first period was a long time ago, and it was a lot of ebb and flow. But realistically, I thought it was an extremely hard-fought, emotional, competitive hockey game. And one of my first thoughts after the game was, it's just pretty hard to believe that this rivalry that seems to be going. We got the right mixture of respect for each other and a strong desire to beat the opponent. Just disappointed that, you know, hey, this is kind of close to the chapter on that rivalry, at least in the short term for league play. And I think we, you know, it's evolved to the point where we're sawing out both rinks, and it's a great environment for the fans. And my first thought, like I said afterwards, is too bad this can't keep going. And we got to, you know, try to find a way to cultivate this in the future, whether it be non-conference or conference play.
Bulldog Sports Network. If you could just talk about the resiliency of your team going down to the wire, down 2-1, that never say quit attitude, and to knot it up at 2 apiece with not a lot of time remaining.
Well, the one area I was disappointed was midway through the third, and I don't even know how to describe it, but we kind of lost our mind as a team, collectively, coach included. Got kind of tied up trying to play the Broncos and then argue with officials. And it was actually Kyle did a pretty good job, I thought, bonus, of calming the bench down. Once we kind of got squared around and we got everyone out of the box and the five-on-threes were done, I thought Kyle did a really good job calming the guys down and getting everyone kind of refocused on, you know, hey, we're only down 2-1. We got a really good chance to win this game, and let's stay on task. So, but there was, I would like to see a greater degree of discipline on our end. I thought we had some penalties there that were probably ill-advised. But, again, that's just the emotion of this type of game. You know, the emotions were running high. I mean, it was a fever pitch out there. You could see it. By the end, I think both teams were extremely tired. We were down to probably four defense when we were playing really any kind of minutes, and maybe eight forwards. So it was, you know, guys were pretty tired by the end of it.
Marty Slack, your Pioneer coach, get the two power play goals to go up 2-1. What are you saying to your team, and how did you feel they responded after that? You know, obviously taking a lot of wind out of your sails.
Well, you know what? It wasn't much time to really talk. I mean, I don't even know if we had any TV timeouts from that point forward. It just seemed like the game just kept rolling along. So there really wasn't a lot of time to say much. And most of our time was spent on trying to see who we still had on the bench, reshift the lines and try to put guys together. And so there wasn't a whole lot of talk about I think the whole thing, though, was there was that moment with about 5 minutes ago where we had to really refocus as a group on the task at hand, and that, you know, quit trying to battle the officials, make sure that we're playing intelligent hockey. And with one goal in mind, that was the score of the game tire. I don't see Huff on here on the tying goal. Boy, did he make a nice play in the corner. I think it was Andy. He really held on to it for a long time and rolled out from behind the net. And I thought he made a great play. Beyond Kyle and everybody else, I thought it was a really strong play by Andy Huff. I thought he had a really good game tonight. Also, just so you know, too, I thought Corey Kane really played very well. He had a very strong game tonight. So, did you say Marty Slaughter from the Pioneer, by the way? Good. Wasn't sure who he were. So.
John Denny, U.S. College Hockey Online. Can you just talk a little bit about the power plays and some of the chippiness in the third period? Do you think that helped or hurt you?
I think it hurt us. I do. I mean, think about it. We had a one-goal lead before the kind of the whole thing blew up out there a little bit. And next thing you know, we were down. We had to kill a five-minute major. Then we had to kill, in the middle of that was a 5-on-3. And then if I remember right, we had a second 5-minute major on Kurzinger. So, you know, I look down and I see that they were 2-for-7, but in reality, that's probably closer to a 2-for-12 when you start adding up all the true minutes and 5-on-3. So I thought the penalty kill was very, very good tonight. Actually, I was very happy with our power play, too. I think we did a lot of good things. We just didn't convert on our chances all the time, but I liked the puck movement. I liked a lot of things I saw.
Tyler Shelton, Fair State Torch. Thought Binkley had a really good game tonight. He stepped up once again when Zarnausen went out. Can you talk both about Zarnausen, how he's doing right now, what happened, and also just about Binkley's play tonight.
Sure. You're right on with Jason Binkley. He logged a ton of minutes, and he played really good. As the game went on, he got better and better. And I thought he had a great third period. There was a couple times where he rushed the puck up the ice where he cut in on goal, and I thought he was super tonight. And he logged a ton of minutes. In regards to Zarnowson, I haven't heard yet really from the trainer. I mean, he's looking better. He just, you know, I don't want to comment too much on it. He's looking better than he did, in between periods he wasn't looking so good. But he's getting some of his color back now. And I got to wait to hear from the doc before I know much of anything else.
Harrison Watt, Fair State Torch. There's a point where you have four guys that were in your starting lineup completely gone. You lose Alexander in overtime. You'd already lost two to misconducts. You lose Arnauz in the first. What kind of character does it take to get that kind of win done, especially after having to come back in the third after all that fighting and then hanging on throughout overtime, carrying the play in overtime too?
Yeah, we did. That's a good point. And I know we had a power play, but that was right at with a minute 30 to go. I like the fact, though, that I thought our top line there with Ouellette, Bonus, and Thompson really kept the focus. I like Corey Kane here, like I said. I thought the guys did a really good job of staying on task. I really do. And then the fans, what a lift they were. I mean, it was loud going into when we pulled the goalie, but boy, did it ever get loud after we tied it up. And from that point on, I really don't remember this rink being quite that loud. You know, I'm sure it has been, but that's as loud as I've ever heard it anyways.
Dan?
Coach, you mentioned really rolling 4D for the most part. Brandon Anselmini, freshman, stepped up, played a decent amount of minutes today out there at the end of overtime on that power play. Could just talk about his contributions here tonight.
Absolutely. Anselmini played as good a game as he's played all year. I think he had one kind of hiccup in the second period when he stepped up and he had a tripping penalty. And that's kind of one of the things we've been working on. I mean, at times when the play's heading south, he's heading north. And, you know, it's just one of those things. If we can get him to kind of, you know, gap up but not step up in those situations, he'll be better served. But he played, you know, really as good a game as he's played all year for us and at a time when we really needed it.
And just talk about how important that extra point is in the shootout, knowing that the race is probably going to go down to the wire once again.
Yeah, well, it's going to go down to the wire, whether it's fighting for home ice, we've got a lot of things to go. You know, we're first of all, we'd like to get a bye going into the second round of the playoffs. Second thing, then we'd like to secure home ice in the second round. And then, you know, from there, you just move as high as you can. So as tight as it's starting to look, that point could play huge between now and the end of the year. Now, hopefully we'll make that point. We got to play well. We got to win games in order to make that point really worth something. So right now it looks like it's going to be big, but we got to make sure we do our part.
Marty.
Could you talk about Matt Kurzinger getting his first goal of the season? It looked like it was going to be, you know, maybe the difference in the game up to, you know, everything that happened in the third period.
Yeah, it was good to see, you know, especially knowing that the wrist and so forth. And, you know, he let a pretty good shot go for a guy that's really, you know, that's kind of maybe the last thing coming back for him. Great job by Andy Huff on that again, though. If you look back on it, I haven't seen the film, but I guarantee he was smack dab right in front of the net and screened Slabowski. So, Andy Huff had his hand in, you know, I thought, in both of those goals.
I thought compared to last night, you guys really were a lot tougher in the corners. You got the puck back after you dumped it in, where last night it might have been a little bit flat at times. What did you say to your team this morning that caused the difference where you were able to keep the pressure on Western tonight as opposed to last night?
Well, I felt last night, when we dumped the puck in to their end of the rink, we were dumping it to areas that it was really hard for us to get to, and they were able to easily get to it first. And it was I thought the first period we were good, and then as the game wore on, it became a game of keep away, and it seemed like we were just chasing and chasing the whole night. And so I thought, you know, today we did a better job of spotting pucks in their end of the rink, actually carrying it in at times, not dumping it if we didn't have to. And then last but not least, you know, we actually throttled back a little bit. Instead of chasing them behind the net all night and let them come out the other side, we kind of just let them get the back of the net and kind of took them a little bit more at the top of the circles. So we kind of tried to dictate where we would go to, you know, battle over loose pucks or battle over pucks with them and try not to fall into the trap of constantly chasing them around, trying to get the puck.
Coach, tonight with 31 total penalties and each team with over 40 penalty minutes, special teams were a large factor tonight. What do you have to say about this tonight's play on special teams, especially on the power play and also your penalty kill? But I would like you to touch on how you were playing 5-on-5, because it was a lot different than last night.
Yeah, penalty kill really has been outstanding. Coach Coffin's done a great job by that. You know, they did get two power play goals, but one was a 5-on-3, considering the amount of minutes. And also how deep we had to extend into the bench in terms of penalty killers. Quite often we just focus in on a narrow group of guys that kill. But tonight we had to stretch the bench both with our forwards and our defensemen. In terms of our power play, I would like to see us cash in more than once. But I really felt that we did a good job of creating opportunities. I thought we had a lot of puck possession in their end of the rink. And I thought a bounce here or there, we could have capitalized a couple more. So all in all, very happy. I'm trying to remember the 4-on-4 play. You know, the best I can remember, I thought we were pretty good at it. But there was it wasn't very much of it. So it's kind of an incomplete grade right now. Yeah, 5-on-5 I meant. Yeah, it was so few and far between. It was... you know, I thought we were really good in overtime, that's for sure.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, gang.
That's Fair State Hockey head coach Bob Daniels with his thoughts and comments in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs win 3-2 today in the shootout, 2-2 in the national rankings. Dominic Hennig with you guys right now, high atop the Avoglavon Ice Arena. A special thank you to the overcapacity of fans today. The building seats 2,490. There's about 2,600 in attendance here tonight. So thank you to the fans. Dogs will be home in 2 weeks for the final regular season home series versus the Bowling Green State Falcons. Friday at 7, Saturday at 5. That Saturday game televised on national TV. Fans are asked to wear red. Let's go back down to the postgame press conference and join in. I believe it's Kyle Bonus at the podium.
About the locker room, I kind of just got in a quiet area and I didn't want to bang my stick or yell or anything because they didn't see me. So I just kind of watched Huff work, and I just kept trying to shadow him and see if I could find an opening, and he just kind of found a way to get it into the crease area, and I just banged it in.
Marty?
Kyle, can you just talk about the physical play and then your role as a captain and trying to rein everybody in? You know, a lot of chaos obviously happening in that third period.
Yeah, I think chaos is the right word for that. I think we're competitive individuals. That's why we're here. And so when things like that happen, our first reaction is to get back at them. And so at one point, I remember saying something to the guys on the bench that a bruise was going to heal, but a win would hurt a lot more. And so I think we needed to get back from just trying to just punish them physically and realize that we needed to win the game and the points were more valuable than, you know, laying somebody out if it wasn't the right time for it.
How satisfying is it to get a win in a situation like that, obviously, and as opposed to, you know, maybe letting one slip away with the two power plays?
Yeah, no, I think it's a really good win for our whole team. I think with all the things that went on with the shorthanded opportunities that we ended up killing off, and I think it showed a lot of poise for us to be able to take a breath and realize that we could come back and compete with a team that's as good as Western.
John?
Just talk a little bit about your goal in the shootout and backhand move you made.
I watched Kaner kind of come down and do the same thing. And Slavowski's a very active goalie. You know, he gets slow and he moves his feet around and he tries to cover a lot of the net at once. So I think when I came in, I slowed down a little bit and saw that he was cheating to his blocker side. So I just tried to make a quick move and get it up over his glove.
Tyler.
Kyle, how happy is Matt Kurziger now that he has his first goal of the season?
You know, I think he's excited about it, but I think he's focused. It's been a long road back for him, and he's done a tremendous job. That for everything that he went through, he's been an unbelievable part of our team and remains so important to us even when he wasn't playing. And so I think everyone was ecstatic when that one went in for him, and I'm sure it's first of many more to come.
Harrison?
After last night, you know, it was a physical end of the game, pretty physical all the way through. What did you think the game was going to be like when you took the ice tonight?
Well, I didn't think it was going to be like it ended up being, I'll tell you that much. We knew that it was going to be a war, and that's what we talked about in the locker room, that's a very good hockey team and physical hockey team. So we knew that we were going to have to come in and outwork them and be physical but stay in control. And I think, you know, there was a few hiccups like Coach talked about, but I think we did a pretty good job, and that win's huge for us.
You're the captain, and you get to take center stage right there at the end of the game. You had that beautiful shootout goal there. Take me through what goes through your mind as you skate from the bench to center ice right before you're shooting.
Well, especially after they scored the first one, and then Kaner went down and scored as well. So after Mott made that save, I knew that that was a potential turning point in the shootout. So I knew how important it was, and I just tried to focus on. I think sometimes the shootout, some guys have different approaches to it, but I like to have my move kind of set before I go down. So I just try not to overthink it and stick to what was my original plan, and it worked.
Thank you, Kyle.
That's the captain, Kyle Bonus, here on the Johnson Automotive post-game show. Dogs able to win in the shootout by a score.
Next, we have Corey Kane.
We'll go back down to Corey Kane now addressing the media.
Corey, obviously you could just take us through the shootout goal and how you kind of approached that shot.
Well, the first one to go, so I just want to get a good opportunity to get it in. And it came down, I kind of went back and forth trying to get the goalie moving. And he was definitely cheating to the blocker side, and that's where I like to go. So I just kind of made a couple quick fakes, and I just took it to my back end. There's a lot of room on that side.
Yeah, after last night only getting 16 shots on the net, can you talk about what you thought the offense did better tonight and being able to put some more scoring chances together?
I would like to say that our play was we were able to bear down more on our just on the little plays and winning puck battles, and I think that helped us generate more offense on the rush and sustain low play.
Dan?
Corey, you mentioned winning those puck battles. Personally, yourself, over the past handful of games, you seem to have gained a little edge, a little bit of physicality in your game. If you could just talk about that.
On puck battles?
Yeah, just throwing the body a little bit more as the season's gone on.
Well, I like to pride myself on one-on-one battles. I think that's a sign of out of competition, especially in face-offs, and I don't know, I think that's a big part of my game, and I mean, I went through 3-6 tonight, so I don't know, it's just something I pride myself on.
One in warm-ups as well,
yeah.
But also, Corey, over this season as well, as each and every game goes on, from up top, I can just see the confidence in yourself, just keep going and going. You're playing well, and you can hear head coach Bob Daniels, you know, brings you up in these press conferences. If you could just talk a little bit about, you know, your game this far in the season, are you happy with it, or can you still bring it up another level?
I'd say I'm somewhat happy. I'd like to see myself contribute a little bit more. I think my play's been a little bit more consistent. But, I mean, they need that out of me. I'm playing top two-line minutes, and it's important that I contribute something each night, whether it's winning draws or being a big part of the penalty kill.
John?
With all this talk about the third period and all the penalty kills, can you talk a little bit about the second period when you saw more even strength action and carried the play a bit more when you weren't doing so much penalty killing?
To be honest, I don't really remember the second period. The third period was so long. That was a really long game. I don't think it got over to like 10 or something. So.
Tyler?
Corey, if you could, I'd just like to hear more about how you've been working on your game this season and also how you've been trying to add more time on the ice.
Well, I've been working with the coach on face-offs, Drew Famulak. We spend a couple times throughout the week after practice. We'll be doing draws. And I would be working on my 1T, but I've been going through the 6, as I said, just too quick. And I don't know, sometimes I hop out on the ice late night. Don't tell anyone. I'm going to listen to all that. You know.
Thank you, Corey.
Thanks.
Bye. That's Corey Kane, as well as Kyle Bonus and Ferris State Hockey head coach Bob Daniels addressing the media in the Johnson Automotive Post Game Show. We'll take a quick 60-second break. We'll be back to wrap things up here. Dogs beat the rival and first place Western Michigan 3-2 in the shootout today. We'll be back in 60 seconds as the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.